Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Private equity is forecasted to continue growing in the coming years, which will provide ample investment opportunities for you and I, if you so choose to participate in them.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, Best Ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. In today's episode, we're talking about, should you invest in private equity like the 1%? Disclaimers, as always, never financial advice, not going to tell you or anyone else what to do. So please always seek licensed financial advice. But you know, sometimes just learning about what the wealthy do with their money and simply mimicking their strategy can be a great approach. Author and speaker Tony Robbins often says success leaves clues. And I've been studying the wealthy for a little over a decade at this point, and it's what actually led me to become a passive income investor years ago. So my learning became a reality when I finally met in person a couple investors that were considered ultra high net worth. And what that means is they had essentially 30 million plus in net worth. In their case, it was even higher. So I asked these two gentlemen, I said, what do you invest in primarily? And their answer was, mostly we invest in private equity. Now, private equity can mean a number of things, but the technical definition is a type of alternative investment in which the investors purchase shares in privately held businesses. So we could be talking about real estate or the business of real estate, rather commercial real estate, or we could be talking about ordinary companies or corporations and owning private shares of those companies, or we could be talking about venture capital investing, which is startup capital. It's getting companies off the ground. The list goes on and on about what it could mean, but the bottom line is that these companies or these investments are not publicly traded on a public market, such as companies like Apple or Microsoft are traded on the stock market. So an interesting fact, did you know that 90% of U.S. companies are actually privately held and are not publicly traded? So if ultra high net worth individuals are investing in private equity, some sources stating as high as 84% of their portfolio, why isn't everybody doing this? And while there's many reasons for this, a few include that many of these offerings are only made available to accredited investors, which is an income and or net worth calculation threshold that only 10% of Americans meet. Other reasons include just a general lack of financial education, meaning you may not know this is an investment opportunity for you. Another reason could include that private placements or private equity is often illiquid because it's not publicly traded. Therefore, it may not be a suitable investment for all people. Also, the minimum investment could be rather high. Some of these offerings could start at $50,000 all the way up to $1 million for a buy-in. And another reason could be that a lot of traditional financial advisors, especially those that work for brokerage firms, may only be able to offer their clients investments that are publicly traded.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about.
Are you tired of spending hours managing your rental properties? Inago is here to simplify your life as a landlord or property owner with their free property management software. With Inago, you can say goodbye to complex and costly solutions. Inago is designed with simplicity in mind, focusing on the features that matter to you. From tenant screening and lease signing to rent collection and work order management, Inago has got you covered. They offer a seamless interface and dedicated support representatives to assist you in every step of the way. Join thousands of satisfied landlords and start streamlining your property management tasks today with Inago. Plus, you'll get a $25 Amazon gift card just for using Inago. Visit inago.com/best ever to get started and reclaim your time and sanity. That's INNAGO.com/best ever.
Deciding how to invest your capital is more challenging than ever. That's why it's never been more important to partner with a company with a solid track record and that has thrived through various economic cycles. Companies like BAM Capital. BAM Capital is a trusted multifamily syndicator that has delivered a historical average of over 35% IRR with an average hold period of 3.5 years. BAM Capital has never missed a preferred payment, never lost an LP's investment, and never called capital past the subscription amount. BAM Capital is currently raising capital for a fund designed for accredited investors, targeting a 15 to 20% IRR and a 2 to 2.5x equity multiple to its investors over a 3 to 5 year hold period. If you're an accredited investor and you want to learn more about multifamily investment opportunities with BAM Capital, visit capital.thebamcompanies.com. Again, that's capital.thebamcompanies.com.
So as you can see, the target demographic for the sector is quite limited. In fact, below 10% nationwide, if you think about all the hurdles that we just discussed previously. And that's why you don't see a lot of advertising in the sector or in the space, because quite frankly, most people can't qualify or can't participate in these offerings for one reason or another. But the question is, should you invest in private equity? Assuming, let's say you're an accredited investor, you meet all the criteria, none of the hurdles that we discussed are barriers for you yourself. Let's talk about it. So one reason that investors might choose private equity versus traditional investments is for a higher potential return. I'm going to put here on the screen a chart from Cambridge Associates, and it shows a 5-year, 10-year, 15-year, and 20-year time frame and the overall performance of private equity versus traditional equities. And as you can see, private equity has exceeded the traditional returns in every time frame. Now, of course, past performance is never indicative of future results, but this is good data to consider. Another reason investors may look to private equity is simply for diversification. They may not be comfortable having 100% of their portfolio in the publicly traded markets. As you well know, if we back up to just 2020 to 2023, when we're recording this episode, there's been an awful lot of volatility in the market, lots of ups and downs, lots of fear, lots of uncertainty. not everybody, myself included, appreciates that aspect of the public markets. So that's yet another reason to look at private equity for lower volatility. Now, when it comes to real estate specifically, private real estate can offer tax advantages, passive income, and potential equity upside in the properties. And frankly, a lot of high net worth individuals are interested in building streams of passive income, reducing their tax bill, and of course, growing their net worth. So this is why I've chose to mimic this subset within private equity, that being real estate. To me, real estate just has a well-rounded basket of benefits, if you will. Now, that's not to suggest that other types of private equity can't offer the same benefits or some of these benefits, but at the end of the day, you have to do you. My background in investing happens to be real estate. So the more you know about a particular sector or asset type, the more you're setting yourself up for chances of success. So in conclusion, private equity is forecasted to continue growing in the coming years, which will provide ample investment opportunities for you and I if you so choose to participate in them. Hopefully you found some value here in this episode. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips right here at Best Ever. I'm your host, Travis Watts. Reach out if you ever have questions or want to connect. You can find me on social media, Travis Watts or at Passive Investor Tips. Have a best ever week, everyone, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Hi, Best Ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the Best Ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access. And you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.